The Money Show
with Bruce Whitfield.
There is a school of thought that says if you believe something is going to happen, it'll happen. It's called manifesting. Not a passive process. Obviously, you've got to really work hard to make your dreams come true. You can, and there are some. I went online because I had a moment. And it says, oh, you can make a vision board and start journaling and say positive affirmations, those things in the movies where you see people saying, you are great and you are wonderful, you are great and you are wonderful. And eventually you believe it and you become great and wonderful. Yeah, Hollywood. The reality is, actually, that none of that's going to work for lowering interest rates. And I've been trying this for 2 years, by the way. Go down, go down, go down. Today, though, a big break. Maybe the manifesting is finally working. The ongoing worries about persistent and never-ending inflation seem to be softening. Not enough necessarily to bring interest rate cuts as soon as next week, but it could be a signal that the worst is over. Nicolas van der Vaart is the economist at the Bureau for Economic Research and with us this evening. Nicolas, welcome to The Money Show this evening. Just explain this concept of inflation expectations and why something like manifesting a belief is never going to work when it comes to what happens with the interest rate cycle. Just explain this idea of inflation expectations and why they're so important.
Good afternoon. Yes, indeed. So we do a survey among business people, trade unions, analysts, and households to get to know what they think inflation is going to be in future. And we call this inflation expectations. Now, the Reserve Bank, they use this survey and results to help inform their decision on interest rates. Now, the theory is that the inflation that people expect is one of the contributing factors into what actual inflation turns out to be. Because like trade unions, if they expect inflation is going to be high, then they demand higher wage increases for their members, for employees. And of course, employment is one of the biggest expenses for businesses. So if wages goes up a lot, then businesses have to increase their selling prices. So it becomes a cycle. So if inflation expectations is high, it can later translate into higher inflation itself. And then people want to demand or they expect maybe even higher inflation.
But is there a causal link between what we expect to happen and what does happen? Because you can ask people in a survey what you think, and I hope inflation is going to come down, so I might wish it down. I might say, oh, I hope inflation comes down to 5%. And everybody else says, oh, I also hope so. Then everybody says it. It doesn't necessarily make it come true, but it creates an environment in which you can begin to see a shift in attitudes towards inflation.
Yes, most definitely. The problem is just that we always have two sides. We are buyers and sellers, even we employees. So we like to see inflation go down for what we buy, but what we sell our labor, there we would rather like to see high wage increases. So there's always this tension between the two. But in the theory, yes, the Reserve Bank would like to see inflation expectations go down because that helps for them in their forecast of inflation in future. And then they can lower interest rates because their mandate is for inflation to be around 4.5%.
Correct. So just because we believe it's going to happen doesn't mean that it's going to happen. It may happen at some point. It is going to happen at some point in the future. Inflation eventually does get beaten lower. But just because inflation may be slowing, of course, it doesn't mean that prices are falling. They just go up more slowly. The Reserve Bank wants inflation to be anchored. Now, there's another technical term. Anchoring expectations. The governor talks about it all the time. And they want inflation to be anchored there or thereabouts 4.5%. And until they can get a sense of certainty that inflation will settle there or thereabouts, they're unlikely to start cutting rates, right?
Yes, very much so. They would like this inflation to be anchored around 4.5%. At this moment, it is still above 5%, so it is above their target. And our forecast sample, they expect inflation to be 5.4% this year, 5.3% next year, and 5.2% in 26. So this is not really the ideal rate that the Reserve Bank would like to see, but it has been coming down, at least. It has been coming down.
Okay, as long as the trend is showing a decline, that'll give the Reserve Bank some comfort. But does this give you any sort of time frame then in which the Reserve Bank might be comfortable for cutting rates? We spoke to the governor last week, and he never says yes to a question, but he gives you a long explanation, which ultimately means no. Are you going to cut rates? No. Not soon, anyway. And I think he's going to stick to that mantra at next week's meeting and possibly the one or two after that, too.
Yes, we at the BER expect that the first interest rate cuts would only start towards in the second half of the year. So the Reserve Bank wants to be very sure that inflation has indeed come down and will remain low. If they start to hike to lower interest rates too soon, then inflation could pick up again. So they don't want to risk that. And they will, of course, also watch what's going on on the international scene. What's happening in America and in Europe.
Nicholas, thank you very much indeed. Nicholas van der Walt, economist at the Bureau for Economic Research, on the line to us from Stellenbosch.